shall I do before the doctor comes? The American Medical Association, in cooperation with your local medical society, invites you to hear a discussion of home care for common ailments before the doctor comes. This is Harriet Hester. Our medical authority is Dr. W.W. Bauer, Director, Bureau of Health Education of the American Medical Association, and Elwin Owen is at the organ. What's the most common complaint at your house? Given one guess, I'd venture that it's tummy ache, especially if there are children in your family. Stomach ache may mean a variety of ailments, and to understand them better and learn how they should be treated, we're going to discuss the matter with our medical authority. Dr. Bauer, how closely is a child's tummy ache likely to be related to his stomach?
Well, you know, very often it's only a 40-second cousin, Harriet. In fact, that's usually the case.
But if it isn't his stomach, what is it?
He may be suffering discomfort from any one of a variety of organs in his abdomen. Most of them part of his digestive tract, however.
It's been a long time since I took physiology courses in school. I'm not sure I have a clear map of that region of the body.
Well, a good part of the abdomen is occupied by the intestines, along with the kidneys, the bladder, the liver, and various glands, and, of course, the appendix.
If a child does have abdominal pain, Dr. Bauer, would it most probably be located in the intestines?
Very possibly. But it's a strange fact that the intestines are not sensitive to certain kinds of pain, such as cutting. They are sensitive to pulling on the membranes, which keep them in position.
What could cause such pulling?
It might be caused by stretching of the intestines due to gas.
You mean that Bobby ate something which didn't agree with him?
Too much candy or cake, perhaps, especially if he ate them too fast. Starches and sweets tend to ferment during digestion, particularly if we overload.
Would spoiled food react in that way?
It might, though the strongest possibility is overeating or a family argument at mealtime.
Oh, now, Dr. Bauer, what could that have to
do with... Oh, you'd be surprised. All parents should realize that emotional upsets at mealtime stop the flow of the digestive juices, and children fail to get the full benefit of the food they eat, even if they don't have actual tummy aches as a result.
Then the dinner table is not the place to discipline the children.
Positively not. Of course, in the case of his tummy ache, if he has one, I mean to say the cause of his tummy ache, if he has one, may be inflammation in the intestines amounting to disease.
But how would one find out?
If a child is ill, check back on what he's eaten and the circumstances under which it was eaten. If it seems that he's simply overloaded or has eaten some peculiar thing which doesn't agree with him, you can be quite sure that his distress won't last long, and that it's not too serious.
What if several members of a family come down with similar ailments at the same time?
Then you can be quite sure that some of the food eaten at the family table has been spoiled. Distress due to this condition may continue and may grow more serious.
And if you discover that Bobby ate two hamburgers on the way home from school, raided the candy jar, and snuck a piece of cake from the kitchen before supper, you needn't get too worried.
No, Billy will live. And possibly grow wiser.
But if several persons are ill, or if Bobby's or Billy's distress continues, the doctor should be called.
Right again, and that's Bobby, isn't it?
Let's agree on Bobby. If he seems sick to his stomach, should you try to keep him from vomiting?
No, there's no necessity for making Bobby vomit. But if he does so, it will probably relieve his pain promptly. In fact, if he has pain after vomiting, the doctor had better be called. That's a pretty good indication that there's more wrong than just a temporary disturbance.
Do children ever suffer from kidney infection, Doctor?
They may, and such conditions are very common.
In small babies, colic used to be a bugaboo.
We have far less colic among babies now, Harriet, since we know more about feeding them properly.
How can you tell colic when you see it? I remember my baby's grandmother was forever bumping her up over a shoulder, but the baby never did have colic.
Colic usually occurs at about the same time each day or in the same relation to feedings. The baby shows acute discomfort and may spit up its food.
I know it drives parents frantic, but is it dangerous for the baby?
Many perfectly healthy babies have occasional colic and seem none the worse for it after the acute pain is gone. But if it keeps happening, the doctor should certainly be consulted. There's always the possibility that the baby may have an intestinal obstruction or some other more serious ailment.
When a child has stomach ache, Should you reach for the laxative bottle, Dr. Bauer?
The answer is a no in capital letters. N-O, no.
But why? Most people think that a laxative never does any harm.
That's an idea that should be promptly thrown in the ash can. Laxatives in time of abdominal distress may be the worst possible thing you could give. Suppose the child had appendicitis.
Well, that's a frightening thought, Doctor. And before I ask you about children and appendicitis, I suggest we take a minute or so for music. I suggest Elwyn Owen playing Berceus by Grieg. Now, Dr. Bauer, I think we're ready to face the more serious ailments which may develop or be indicated by stomach ache. For instance, appendicitis. Do young children have it?
It seldom occurs before a child is a year old, Harriet. But after that, it may.
And you spoke about the danger of giving a laxative in an appendicitis case.
If there is an inflamed appendix, a laxative may quickly rupture it. Then you have a severe problem on your hands.
Of course, simple appendicitis is no longer as serious a condition as it used to be, is it?
No, but there's always danger of complications. It never pays to take chances in this regard.
Is an appendicitis pain any different from an ordinary stomachache?
It may not be any different. Although appendicitis usually begins with pain in the lower right region of the abdomen, it may occur on the left side or in the middle. In fact, it may occur over the whole abdominal area.
I can see what you mean, then, about not taking chances with laxatives. The pain may be very much like any other stomach ache. But if that's the case, how does the doctor decide that it's appendicitis?
He will watch the patient's temperature, and he probably will make a blood test to see what the cell count is. as a measure of the severity of the infection.
And suppose he does diagnose the case as appendicitis?
Then follow the doctor's advice.
If he recommends an operation?
Yes, children withstand surgery much better than you might suppose, Harriet.
But must it be done right away?
If the doctor advises an operation, don't hesitate and wait around about it. Every hour you debate may be threatening the life of the child. Operations are safer than waiting, and earlier operations are safer than later ones.
Are there any other signs of appendicitis, Doctor? Things that we should notice in children too small to complain of abdominal pain?
The child with an infected appendix is likely to be feverish, irritable, restless, and not very interested in eating. He may lie with one leg or both, drawn up at the hip and bent at the knee. This is the easiest position when there's abdominal pain.
Can you tell anything by touching the child's tummy?
When you press upon his abdomen very lightly, if the area is hard, or if a light pressure brings sharp muscular resistance, it's time to call the doctor. But here's a word of warning.
Yes.
Don't wait until all or several of these signs are observed. Any one of them is enough to suggest at least a phone call to the doctor and his advice.
You mentioned one other possible ailment in small children, intestinal obstruction. What did you mean by that?
The most common form of intestinal obstruction is indicated when a normal, healthy baby suddenly begins to vomit his meals violently. This symptom, together with others, may indicate that the gateway from his stomach is not working properly.
Can he be cured?
The condition can be corrected surgically, and the operation is not usually serious. It has been done on hundreds of babies consecutively without a fatality, but it should be done promptly.
Will a child recover perfectly?
In practically all cases.
Are there any occasions when obstructions develop in the intestines themselves?
That does happen. The intestine becomes looped or telescoped within itself, or it may be imperfect from birth. In such cases, the child is unable to excrete waste materials, and the condition calls for emergency action. Fortunately, we are able to provide it, even though a child may be weakened by his lack of food.
From what you say, such operations are performed on quite small babies.
As young as a few days old, and successfully.
How are these pains identified?
In stomach aches due to any intestinal obstruction, the pain comes on suddenly, accompanied by great cramping and constipation, and the pain recurs every few minutes in periodic waves.
Fortunately, such severe ailments are the exception rather than the rule in stomach aches.
True, yet their possibility should not be ignored whenever a child complains of abdominal pain.
One more question, Doctor, and then it's your turn. Knowing Bobby, who started all this discussion, I wouldn't put it past him to fake a tummy ache when he wanted his own way about something.
If he does, the answer is very simple, Harriet. Just put him to bed. Take his ailment seriously, but don't give him too much sympathy. If he's not really sick, he'll get tired of being alone in a quiet room, and you'll see a miraculous recovery and no more fake tummy aches.
And now, Dr. Barr, it's your turn to ask questions.
Yeah, remember, Harriet, last week you missed one.
All right, let's see what you can do without me.
All right, Elwin will answer them. Here we go. Need the doctor be called for stomach ache which you know to be due to overeating? Should the doctor be called if stomach ache continues or recurs? When spoiled food is suspected, should the doctor be called? In cases of stomach ache, should laxatives be given? If the doctor recommends operation for appendicitis, should parents hesitate? Ah, right you are, Elwin.
Thank you, Elwin Owen. I've been listening to a discussion of stomachache by Dr. W. W. Bauer, Director, Bureau of Health Education of the American Medical Association. This program was presented by the American Medical Association in cooperation with your local medical society as part of the transcribed series Before the Doctor Comes. Our organist is Elwin Owen. Your announcer is Harriet Hester.